This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Hello, Fully Charged Recharged.
What is North Dublin accent you can do?
Oh, I was going to talk about another conversation. Summer party.
Can't be a part of.
Sorry. What's the most North Dublin accent you can do?
Yeah, because I just said no coursing, yeah.
No, we're on air.
Do you know what I mean?
That's a bit town for me, you know?
Yeah, that's D1, baby, yeah.
Yeah, okay, go north there.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Spilling me water all over my laptop.
Okay, we'll be back. Flip. Fully charged.
No.
No, keep it going.
We'll do the cleanup.
She's dug her own hole here by having a giant water bottle.
This is the second water that's been spilled on a laptop in a week.
Mm.
After nearly 2 years of no spillages, we've had a bad run.
What happened last week, Emma?
Well, last week, Dave was on his holidays and there was something dodgy on the PC that I was looking at, and producer Callum sits right behind that PC. So
not dodgy, like porn.
Oh, there was no porn or anything. It was just being funny and being problematic. So Callum was in the middle of editing something. So in order to try and make that situation a little bit more helpful, I went to swing the desktop screen around so he could see. But what I didn't know was behind that screen was a pint of my Wadi summer fruits.
Nice.
Which knocked all over. Callum screamed like this. Dave.
Yeah, he roared.
Yeah, we were both fussing so much that we bumped into each other when I was trying to run out the door, and it was just one of those.
And what's going on now?
You'll never see producer Callum spring into action as fast as when liquid has been spilled or there's a need for the blue roll.
What have you got now? What's the story? Are you all right? Is the laptop good?
It kind of went into the area where my mouse is, like down on the where I move. But
these things are
all right.
These things are so water resistant.
It did go into the crevices a little bit, but
I wouldn't worry about it. It's only water, isn't it?
It's only the company laptop anyway. It's not my own personal one.
It's only water, isn't it?
It's only a bit of water.
It's only a bit of water.
Water. So come here, summer party later. Yeah, Dave. Why you need to get it?
Thanks, Callum.
I'm finitoed now. I don't want to walk to Bald's Bridge. And
they're organising a bus from the office.
Yeah, I'm not going to be in the office though.
That's true.
And I also don't want to drink this week.
You're going to get in trouble because you're the one always giving out to the bosses for not having parties, and now you're not even showing up.
I still think I have a leg to stand on. I still think I have a leg. The reason being, it's on a Wednesday.
Yeah, but it's at 4 o'clock.
In
Bald's Bridge. You can be home by 8 o'clock.
I know.
That's not a party.
That's not a party. That's a get together. That's like a child's birthday party.
Not if you're good crack, it's not.
I'm not good crack.
I know the mindset.
It'll go on late. The people that don't have to be in at 6 o'clock in the morning will give it a good lash, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Just the rest of us.
I'm going to put it out there now. I want to be home by 8.
I might drive over, say hello, bounce home then.
What time do you want to be home, Em?
Well, you're saying 8. I'll go with 8 then.
Were you thinking later?
I always just think if I'm asleep by 10, I'll be fine.
You've got your braces in today.
Yeah. You got your.
Oh, you gotta,
do you mind me calling them braces?
Yeah.
So they are braces.
I don't mind.
Yeah. But are you going to be lispy at the party?
Do you only have half of them in now at the moment?
Yeah, because I can't talk.
Yeah, so you have your bottom ones in?
Yeah.
Ah, very good.
Oh, that's good. Are you going to go lispy at the party?
I'm going to have to because I'm after having them out for 3 hours today. I've already broken the rules on day one.
Day one, not good.
Meant to be 22 hours a day. I'm already down to 21.
It's hard, isn't it?
Yeah. So I don't know. I'm going to have to. Will I drink my Coors Light out of a straw?
Yeah.
That'll look a bit weird, won't it?
That would look funny.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll catch you back here in the morning live. And
live. Bye.
Enjoy. Bye-bye.
It's the way that I wake up day to day. Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashling in the morning.
Wake up. Emma, Dave and Ashling.
We got the morning routine.
Hello. It is Wednesday, the 3rd of July. What's the crack?
Good morning. And if you're thinking we're not going to draw attention to the fact that Emma's got some Invisalign in, believe me, we will be.
But just in a couple of minutes if you don't mind. But let it breathe for a minute.
Yeah. For now, though, I was on Instagram yesterday, right? Because I feel like Instagram was really annoying me yesterday. I saw Aisling, I went onto Aisling's page. I was having a little creep on your page. I hope you don't mind.
Ooh.
And I seen you posted like from the Ames Awards a couple of Fridays ago.
Yeah,
and I was like, I've never seen these photos before in my entire life. And I was like, what's the point?
Didn't you look beautiful?
Looks great, by the way.
You never gave me the like.
Crap, sorry. But anyway, I will do that.
Thank you.
But it didn't show me.
He didn't want to be seen to be a creep, but he'll tell you now anyway.
Yeah, I was going
to
do it after I told you. But then I was like, I'm getting sick of Instagram now. I'm seeing posts. I liked to post my accent there the other day that was a week old.
Yes, they keep throwing up old stuff.
I went into my Explore page. And it was showing me photos of Justin Bieber that he'd posted, I swear, back in 2016.
Same.
Yeah.
I was like, what's going on? I've seen the same for Selena Gomez. I've seen the same for Sabrina Carpenter. Like, years old photos.
For God's sake.
That they'd posted. And I was like, what's the point in this?
That's actually kind of scary that an old photo could end up on the Explore
page. Exactly.
There was a gang that I were all at Taylor Swift the other day. People that I know. And I'd seen the stories from Taylor Swift, and then I went into their page. Mm. I saw the posts that had gone on their page, and I was like, did I mute them or something?
Yeah.
By accident.
It's, yeah, you just
And I'm like, why am I not seeing this?
Anyone's
My feed
post.
Is dead. Like, and then, give me some content.
Yesterday was when it really annoyed me, but to be fair, it wasn't Instagram's fault. There's a girl I follow on Instagram. I used to live with her, and she's like traveling abroad. Mm. And she must have just got Wi-Fi. She posted 18 times.
Good for her.
In 4 hours.
Good for her.
Hang on, 18 grid posts?
18 grid posts.
Yeah, she's catching all her family and friends.
Will you stop pretending like that's normal? Because it's beckoning not.
18 grid posts.
18 grid posts in 4 hours.
Does she know you can put like 10 pictures in one post now?
She put 20 in each post.
Yeah, I noticed you can put loads more in
I didn't even know you could put 20. She put 20 in each post.
I thought it was 10.
That's crazy.
Apparently you can do more.
No, somebody I know was posted one with 18 at the weekend. I was like, flicking. I was like, how am I still going?
Yeah.
And there was 18.
This is a full-blown art gallery.
Duh.
And then someone catches you being like, swiped to the end for a surprise.
Yeah.
And it's nothing.
So that's like nearly 400 photos.
There was 400 photos posted on our Instagram yesterday.
I'd say Instagram were delighted.
I was going mad.
Anymore.
But only three of them came up on my feed. And I was like, God, three posted in 4 hours. That's mad. What's she at? No, 18. and 400 posts altogether.
Is she okay?
Yeah, I need to.
Kick it off with stargazing at Spin.
Let's go!
Rise and shine, everybody.
You're giving me a good feeling.
You got this thing that keeps me coming back. Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Michael Marchese and Scared to Start on Spin. Good morning.
Ooh, tricky one there.
It's funny, isn't it?
How do you feel
with these new, what is it, Invisalign?
It's Invisalign, yeah. It's day one. For you listening, don't worry. I've decided that they are coming out very soon for the show because clearly I need to do a lot more practice before this sounds more natural.
Dave and I are wearing raincoats over here.
Yeah. I am.
Yeah, goggles and everything.
Spitting everywhere. But no, it's grand.
You say that you need to get used to these braces or these kind of Invisalign in your mouth because apparently if you keep talking and you kind of get to grips with them, it will sound a little bit less like this.
It will. I asked people on Instagram yesterday if I had these and they were like, a couple of days, it'll be like you don't have them in at all. But at the moment, like there's bubbles coming out.
Yeah, at the moment, that's hard to believe.
It is. It really is.
But I believe them. Mm-hmm.
So we decided because Emma has got some Invisalign, she needs to learn how to... I had to kind of speak with them properly.
Yeah,
totally. We'll send you some tongue twisters. We'll make some tongue twisters specifically you, like your kind of things that you like.
Custom built.
Custom built, right?
Okay, yeah.
So you can read them as fast as possible and then Aisling will tell you exactly what they're meant to be.
Okay, you're really going to need to have those goggles for this thing.
Now, to be fair, the first couple of you are fine because they're not S's.
It's the S's that are really catching me, especially spin.
The spin one's going to be funny.
Okay. I think the SP together is going to be tricky, but we're going to test you on all your letters here.
Okay, I'm going to start with this. How hard can a hungry horse huff hay?
That's very good.
That
easy.
Was pretty good.
Starting off easy.
Yeah, how hard can a hungry horse huff hay? Very good.
Beautiful. Then we're going to go with this one.
Okay, they're coming through live to me on WhatsApp. Mark with a merry grin met a man in Marley Park. The man in Marley Park met Mark with a smirk.
Yeah, pretty good.
I do like smirk.
Yeah.
I don't get to it spitty around smirk.
I want to challenge you to go faster. Mark with a merry grin met a man in Marley Park. The man in Marley Park met a man Mark with a smirk.
Mark with a merry grin met a man in Marley Park. The man in Marley Park met Mark with a smirk.
Oh, very good. Even better than Aisling. So we've so far had stuff about horses. Oh. We've had stuff about Marley Park. The other thing that Emma loves is Zara. Take it away, Emma.
Zara sends Zeki 6 shirts, silky shirts for sure. But Zeki sends Zara 6 socks, soft socks for her store. Holy moly.
Zeki.
I didn't hear anything beyond Zeki,
it's
Emma.
It's Zeke.
It's Zeke. How am I?
Did you never see High School Musical?
Have you never seen the word Zeke before?
No.
Zeke is the guy who wants to make the perfect creme brulee.
No.
You've never seen High School Musical?
No, I have. I just never saw Zeke.
Right, go on. Start it again with Zeke.
Okay. Zara sends Zeke 6 shirts, silky shirts for sure, but Zeke sends Zara 6 socks, soft socks for her store. The spit is everywhere.
We'll go back to an easy one. How about this one? Because obviously we love Zara, and this one because you love podcasts. But it doesn't even, I think it only mentions podcasts once.
Okay. Peter's Perfect Podcast promptly provides plenty of playful perspectives.
Oh, stunning.
Perspectives absolutely is a trigger.
Will we go for all the S's?
Let's go for all the S's.
Oh. Emma Nolan,
all right,
take it away.
I actually feel sorry for you guys in the room, not me.
Here we go.
Sally swiftly spins station selector to snappy songs.
Oh, beautiful. Very good.
And let's go quicker.
Sally swiftly spins station selector to snappy songs.
Keep going.
Sally swiftly spins station selector to snappy songs.
You're slowing on spins. Quicker.
Okay. Sally swiftly spins selector station to snappy songs. Sally swiftly spins station selector to snappy songs. Yeah, they're coming out, guys. I can't do
it. But I feel like you're getting used to them already. I feel like it's already starting to deplete the level of shit.
Well, I don't know. Matt Cooper from The Last Word here on Today FM has to use the studio later, so I'll have to make sure it's well sanitized.
Tell me.
Yeah, this is a super spreader event.
Yeah, it is.
What is this man's surname that you're about to play?
I actually listened to him loads yesterday and I got my car washed.
What's his name?
His name is Tommy Richmond.
That's not
sure. I thought it was going to be Richmond.
Richmond.
Are you sure you're going to be able to speak normal with them off now?
I don't know anymore. Million Dollar Baby, this is Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Zara Larsson and Can Tamer on Spin. You're with Emma, David, and Aisling. Hope you're well this morning. I want to talk to you about a new trend and hopefully soon to be a new sport. Something I'd hope to see in the Olympics next time around.
Oh, I'm so game for a new sport.
Me too.
We need to get this actioned and ready to go for the Olympics every 4 years. So that's 2028.
Eight.
Okay. This is a sport called hobby horsing.
No. No. No.
I'm willing to hear you out.
No,
thank
not.
You.
I know exactly what this is.
Hobby horsing would, I think, fall into the athletics category of the Olympics, because much like jumping over things in athletics, it is quite similar. Now, I think I would qualify if I could really just brush up on my skills from when I was 7,
mm-hmm.
because me and my friend Anya used to orchestrate hobby horsing at lunchtime in primary school. One of us would be the horse riding instructor, the other would be lead of the pack in the horse riding lesson with all our hobby horses in the school. It was a great time.
Is a hobby horse a horse on a horse's head on a stick?
It's a teddy bear.
Exactly what it is, Ashley.
On a stick.
Exactly what it is.
That's excellent.
It's
exactly
thank you.
What it is.
Just to clarify. But
this kind of is starting to take shape in terms of big events happening, competitions happening. It originated in Finland. It's a combination of sport and creative play in which participants mimic equestrian activities by riding and performing various movements. Now, one question I would have is, why don't you just do horse riding? But B, this actually highlights and showcases how flexible the human is, because they're doing like the mimics of dressage with their human little toes.
Oh.
Or they're doing show jumping and showcasing that they can like
jump it over hurdles
3.5 feet.
And for you listening, it is just as stupid as it sounds. It looks absolutely ridiculous.
Can Thomas Barron, the lads, not run around jumping over things in athletics as well?
Yeah, not with a horse between their legs,
why
Emma?
Why not make a bit of fun with it and bring a hobby horse
along? It's a new challenge. I love this.
Absolutely ridiculous.
I want to play.
I would say if you sat Thomas Barr down and said, would it be more fun to jump over that with a hobby horse? He'd probably say, yeah, probably. It probably would
It's the same way. It's like people in college on their very first day and they're like, we're going to play Quidditch.
Here's
a broom and you're going to put it between your legs, but you obviously can't fly, but here's the ball and just like go for it. Stupid. Just play football.
College Quidditch players would be very good at this hobby horse.
They would actually. There's a girl who has been talking about this, because I don't know if you realise, but the hobby horse community has been having a really tough time.
From Dave. Yeah.
And from Dave multiplied by thousands and thousands of people on the internet.
Thousands of Daves.
Because it's taken off on TikTok and they're having a really, really tough time.
Good.
Someone says,
go get some friends.
A girl called Nara, who's 24, says, is one of the victims of this abuse online.
Oh,
the hobby horse community thing. We know what everyone in the hobby horsing community has been through. I think it's the main thing that pulls us together. And I think this is a good point. And what I'm saying comes back to the athletic side of it. If you jump over obstacles, your hip sorry, lads.
She doesn't even have the retainers in.
I know. The hip mobility has to be absolutely insane. Some fences, as I mentioned, up to 3.6 feet tall.
I love how they're defending themselves, genuinely.
Honestly, I would love to put something 3 foot 6.6 feet tall and make you jump over it with a horse, a stick between your legs.
Yeah, I know, it sounds stupid.
Oh, but, there's a joke in that and I want to say it so bad, it's too early.
But there's a YouTuber that I love watching, his name is Cody Co, and he did go and do this hobby horsing thing.
Right.
Because he just kept making fun of it, and someone reached out to him and was like, give it a go. And he was like, this will be a funny video. By the end of it, he got so into it.
Really?
He was doing shows and all. Like, doesn't still do it, but he was like, for the week that he was training to do it, he was learning to do the dressage thing, and he was like, I feel ridiculous, but it's actually really difficult, apparently.
Oh, I think you're afraid that you're going to end up like him and really love it.
Not a chance. Not a chance.
Imagine. I'd give it a go.
Imagine.
Tell me, if there's a hobby horse community in Dublin, I need to stay as far away from them as possible.
Imagine Dave hobby horsing home from work. Camden Street. The one thing they are missing, they're doing the dressage and they're doing the show jumping. What they haven't touched on yet is an elbow.
Girlfriends.
Is a point to point. I'd love to see them going around an actual track and jumping over those like bush-like fences.
Oh, yeah,
like the Grand National and their hobby horses. Anyway, I support it all the way. And I think there could be a future for me in the hobby horse.
You should start a society.
Yeah, maybe. We'll come back to that at some point. Let's discuss that again. Here's David Guetta. It's I Don't Want to Wait on Spin.
Let's make tonight. It spins fully charged, recharged.
I made a huge mistake last weekend. Massive mistake.
What did you do?
I went to Longitude and I should have been elsewhere.
Why? Where should you have been?
There was a ton of stuff going on.
Yeah, well.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, you think you're there.
Fairview Park, Croke Park.
Right.
Marley Park.
I was just telling you about this new phenomenon that is hobby horsing, which is humans on.
Hobby horses?
On hobby horses, which is a stick with a teddy horse head.
Yeah.
And it's going really big and they're galloping around the place having a really good time. Mm. And I was saying it needs to come here.
Yeah.
There was a bloody massive event on last weekend in Wicklow.
A hobby horsing event in Ireland.
Hobby horsing event in Wicklow.
I should have gone and made fun of them.
It said, well-deserved rosettes were awarded to many of the talented and speedy competitors, with Amelia Santos and her handsome bay hobby horse Goldilocks and Serene Doyle on her grey hobby horse called Sky landing top honours. It was at the Boswell Equestrian Centre.
Oh my God, I love that they're reporting on this as if it was a real sporting event.
They got legitimate rosettes.
That's brill.
I've said a lot of things, Ash, but that was low.
Was it, yeah.
You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back. Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Sabrina Carpenter and Espresso on Spin. This week on the show, we want to get you sorted with 4 all-access passes. Head along to Emerald Park over the summer at your leisure and check out the new area, the new Tiernan Oakland, which I believe is deadly.
It is absolutely class. There's 2 new roller coasters and a Fianna Fáil and the Quest, and you can get tickets and info over at emeraldpark.ie.
You're trying to guess what Ash has been singing on a roller coaster when we went there a couple of weeks ago. And
Darren thinks he knows. Fun. What are you up to this morning, Darren?
I'm just on the M50 car park on the way to work.
Oh, very nice. What do you do
in
for
that
work?
Car park.
I work in maintenance, property maintenance.
Oh, property maintenance.
So, okay, very
wait,
good.
Does that mean you can do all the bits? Plumbing and electrician and everything?
Or is it outdoor maintenance?
No, it's pretty much everything, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Very good. A handyman.
A jack of all trades.
A very handy man to have around.
Very handy man.
What is his name? Darren.
Jack of all trades, master of none.
Yeah, I like it like myself.
So the M50's in bits, is it?
No, it's actually not too bad this morning.
Oh, okay.
It's good.
Darren, do you have a need for speed? Would you love to be on a Fianna Fáil right now rather than the M50?
Hmm. Oh, big time, yeah.
Do you have anyone to bring with you if you were to win this?
Oh, it'd have to be the kids, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, well, yeah, that'd be a good shout.
How many children do you have, Darren?
4.
4 kids. Oh. So you'll have to pay for yourself or your least favourite one.
I'll just send all them on their own.
Yeah, good shout.
Yeah, absolutely grand.
Just drop them at the gate. Good luck.
The 6-year-old can look after the 5-year-old. Yeah, perfect.
Will any of them not meet the height restriction? Maybe that's how you'll get away with it. You're too small, pal.
Well, I'd say three of them will.
Won
the month.
Okay.
He's only 3 years old.
See you later.
Snoozy lose.
Right, well, let's see if we can send you there. You're looking out for what Aisling was singing on the roller coaster. Have a listen.
I know. So lay all cards down, 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 down. Bog your legs. Woo!
Any ideas, Darren?
It's the down, down, down
it's
for me.
Beyonce, Texas Hold'em.
Let's check.
Hell yeah. They are called down, 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 down. Darren, congratulations. You got 4 all-access passes to Emerald Park.
Thank you very much.
Cheers. Talk to you later,
Thank
Darren.
Thank you.
Good luck, bro.
See you now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. If you missed out, tomorrow being Thursday, Friday being Friday, you've got 2 more opportunities to win.
Two more. Okay.
Same time tomorrow?
Same time tomorrow. Here on Fully Charged with Emma, David, Aisling. Playing your Rudimental and Charlotte Plank now. This is Spin. Oh, my.
1-2. This is Spin 103's On Air. Dublin's next radio star.
So come and get it if you got it. Do you want to come work with us? We'd love to see you.
Yeah, that's not a joke. We actually are looking for our next colleague.
Yeah, we're getting really sick of the usuals. You know, the Steve Kays and the Michaela Hayes. Oh, we see them every day.
Matthew.
We want to see some new faces.
David Hammond.
Yeah, we want to see some new faces, please.
Yeah.
Come in and just don't sit at my desk.
If you fancy being here, being on air, if you've always thought, you know what, I'd be bloody better at them than at that job. We want to promote radio.
Wouldn't be hard, huh?
As a diverse and inclusive space where everyone's voice matters. And the prize on this for getting involved is pretty big as well.
Yeah,
it's absolutely
huge.
Massive, yeah.
We're going to give somebody a weekly show with training and mentorship and then the chance for a 6-month on-air residency. You're going to be on air with everybody on Spin.
If you told me, like, when I was starting out on radio that I was going to get a weekly show on Spin with 6-month residency with Spin, I'd honestly think I might vomit.
And really, all you need here is like a bit of gift of the gab and a love of music. You don't have to have any qualifications. That's the best thing about this.
Yeah, it is indeed. Spin103.com. You'll get all the details over there and hopefully we'll see you soon.
Let's go.
Hello, hello. It's Wednesday, the 3rd of July. Emma, Dave and Aisling on Spin.
In London, apparently.
In London town, welcome.
What's the crack?
I had quite an exciting thing happen to me last night.
Oh, go on.
I went to a comedy gig. She is one of my favourite comedians. Her name is Kat Cohen. She's American. She's actually got a special on Netflix. She is so funny.
Yeah, I remember you showing me videos of her. I really like her.
She's so brilliant. She's so like quick and she's all these little off the cuff comments.
She does crowd work and all?
Yeah, loads of it.
Amazing.
Yeah. And she also does these like kind of comedy songs that are like musical jazzy style, and she's a great singer, so obviously she's right up my street.
Yeah.
But she had a bottle of water on the stage, like a Ballygan bottle, and she like spilt it all over herself at the start because somebody had obviously twisted it open for her and she picked it up from the cap and didn't realise. But then the cap was attached to the bottle.
Of course.
You know the way they have those new caps that are like attached by the little thing. And every time she went to take a drink, she was like, ow. And she was like, I hate this lid. She was like, why is this still here? She was like, ow. Like, it's screaming my face. And then at one point, somebody shouted from the crowd. They were like, he can take it off. Obviously, she made a big joke by taking off her top. But then she was like, later on, she wrestled with it and she pulled it off and then she threw it into the crowd and guess who caught it?
No!
I did.
Oh, no, that's cool.
I was like sitting like right in the middle and I was like 4 rows back and it was like I could see it flew up in the air and I was like, oh my God, it's coming for me.
So, do you know, Aisling's like not even that bothered about the fact that it's the comedians. Like, that could get 4 cents off that if I return.
Yeah, literally.
I have a Ballygown bottle that doesn't have a top. I can put that on it.
So I caught the cap anyway and then it was so embarrassing because she was like, did somebody get that? Did you get that? And I was like, and I held it up and I was like, yeah. And then she goes, she was like, you definitely don't want that. Like, you're not going to keep that. And then I just go, definitely yes.
Definitely yes.
Literally just go, definitely yes. My boyfriend Alex was like, you were on the radio. All you could think to say was definitely yes. To this girl who, like, you idolize her being so funny. I felt like such a fool. It's like I'm some loser.
Definitely yes.
Definitely yes.
It's almost as good as Dave's.
Yeah, I was thinking it's going to be the new I wonder. Yeah.
You're on Spin.
So obviously I was away last week. I was in Lanzarote.
Did you know that you were away?
You're away for 5 days and you've talked about it for the last 3 days.
I'll talk about it for weeks ahead, I imagine.
As long as you've been away.
I went to Lanzarote with my housemate Ben. Ben works in Today FM. He is the newsreader. He's very serious when on air, very not serious when off air.
Yeah.
We live together. We have a good time. We decided to go on holidays together.
It really does sound like you're in a relationship together.
It does. Especially to my,
nothing wrong with that.
Especially to my dad as well. My dad checks in every now and again, just checking, are you with Ben? I'm like, no, I'm currently stood beside him, but we're not
does
together.
Does he send you rainbow emojis like my dad used to?
No, he doesn't.
My dad would just randomly send me rainbow emojis. I'm like, I'm just single.
But I understand. I understand why people think me and Ben are together, but no, he is not my type at all. we're not together, but we are just good friends. We live together and we decided to go on holidays to Lanzarote together.
Lovely.
I think it's my last holiday with Ben, to be honest. Hopefully my last holiday with Ben, because I have some reasons for why we should never ever go on holidays together ever again. And if you listening think, I might go on holidays with Ben, don't. Here are the reasons why.
Good to know. Public service here.
Absolutely public service. Ben only wants to go to bars that do 150 drinks. Okay? He has zero interest in bars with a cool atmosphere, nice people.
Live music.
Maybe people to potentially chat to.
Get to know.
Maybe potentially girls.
Okay.
Do they do 150 drinks? No. No interest. Thank you. I'll be staying here. Grand. Okay, cool. We walked by so many bars. Look at this. Well, look at the menu first.
Oh.
And look at those couches and you can see the sea. Check the prices.
Oh, so annoying.
150 drinks? No. They're €3 drinks. Not too expensive. We didn't go into a bar because it was €2 drinks.
€2?
€2 drinks.
Oh, for God's sake.
We went to the same two bars every single day. We went to one place, which was an Indian restaurant, for every single day during the day for a couple of drinks.
No, you want to go to a beach bar.
And then we went to this other dive bar in the evening after a meal, to the point where on the Wednesday, the owner went, Dave and Ben! I don't want that in my life.
No.
That is rule number one as to why you should not go on holidays with Ben. Number two, he still did exercise and it made me fume.
Oh, I don't like that.
I'd wake up, he'd be midway through like a workout session, planks and sit up. At one point he went for a walk. I said, what are you doing? You're on holidays, for God's sake. Mm. And then we'd go for like a swim or something and we'd be there for a while and I'd be like, right, you ready to go? And he'd be like, hold on, six more laps. I'm like, have you been doing laps this whole time?
I've just been floating.
I've been playing with the ball.
Splashing around like a mermaid.
I was fuming at him. He was still doing exercise.
Yeah,
number three, as to why you shouldn't go on holidays with Ben, wouldn't get on the back of my jet ski because he insisted we weren't that close. So insisted we each pay more money for him to have his own jet ski.
Oh, yeah. He just wanted to drive his own.
Which he spent about 10 minutes of the 20-minute session going 4 kilometres an hour. Can you imagine he was on the back of mine?
He was definitely too scared to go on the back of yours.
He was. And then the last reason why you should not go on holidays with Ben. Every single person who asked him to go into the bar or a restaurant or to buy some flashing light glasses, he'd have a conversation with them about why he wasn't interested. I was like, just walk by and say no, thank you, and keep walking. But no, he'd go, ah, no, thanks. Sure, I have sunglasses. And they'd be like, oh, well, then maybe I'll be able to sell him this bracelet. Ah, no, we're actually going home, but maybe tomorrow. Or we just ate, so we might come back for dinner. No money at the moment, but I'll get you later. Shockingly, they remembered the pasty white kid with glasses in the Roscommon jersey.
He's the only one who ever spoke to them, probably.
He was the only person, every single person who walked past. Ah, oh, no, I'll get you later. There was one guy who tried to sell us things every night because Ben kept going, I'll get you tomorrow. To the point where he goes, I have no money. And the guy goes, there's an ATM right there. And Ben is like, ah, I don't carry cards either. He talked to everyone. So annoying. So don't go on holidays with my housemate, Ben.
I think the one that would get me the most is the we have to go to this Indian restaurant at 1 o'clock in the afternoon when we could be sitting out. Nothing against Indian restaurants, but like, I don't need an air-conditioned indoor restaurant right now. I want a beach bar, baby.
Yeah, I want sand in my toes.
Yes, that would have been nice. No, 150 drinks.
Sounded like a terrible trip.
In the Indian restaurant.
I can't believe you're still talking about it. That would have been so bad.
It spins. Fully charged, recharged.
Morning. I want to give you a little mix update this morning.
A little mix
update.
So is this a little mix update? Are you giving us an update on mix or are you giving us a little mix?
It's a brilliant question and I'm so sorry that I haven't made that clear. This is a little update about Little Mix.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. But Little Mix no longer exists.
Exactly. So it's Little Mix, but per se, but rather Little Mixers. Oh, so confusing. It only took 2 years since their official hiatus begun, and the last of the Little Mixers has officially gone solo.
Oh.
Yeah, that's Jade Thirlwall, and just like Perry and Leanne, she's put the surname in the bin. Yeah. We spoke about this last week. She's just going by Jade.
And I just don't think it's a cool enough name to
I definitely think it is.
Yeah,
Jade.
I kind of like it.
Yeah, I can imagine it in big capital
it's
letters.
It's the single syllable that I kind of like about it. But yesterday she announced her debut solo single. It's going to be called Angel of My Dreams. It'll be out in about 2.5 weeks on the 19th of July. Do you want to have a little listen?
Please.
So she released this teaser.
What just happened?
That bit at the end is so weird.
No. You're joking.
And absolutely no need for that.
When I first clicked into the video, the Instagram, you know sometimes when you press like the sound on an Instagram yeah. video, you miss the start of it. Mm. So all I heard was, you don't get
sorry, can we hear that again?
It sounds like at the end of a YouTube video, you know, where it's like, consider subscribing. You know what, like after the person has finished talking and it's like,
let's hear that again. Oh, sorry, here we go. This is nice, yeah.
This bit I like. Get ready. It's mad.
Like and subscribe, hit that bell, and thanks for watching.
It's so weird.
Oh my God.
However, everybody in the comments was like, I am so ready for this. Jade, finally it's your time, whatever. I will say it was a risky move because, or not really a risky move because I feel like the other girls haven't done amazingly well with their solo careers so far. They've all kind of...
Perry?
Are we forgetting Boys by Jesse
Nelson?
Something?
I don't know. I just feel like none of them have really, really taken off.
No.
So, look, might be the one. We move from songs to smells now, and the other bit of Little Mix news I have comes from Perry, who has revealed that she never had a sense of smell.
Oh.
But she only realised she had no sense of smell when her kitchen was burning down and she was looking at the black smoke and smelling nothing.
Wow.
This was how she realised. It was actually when she was a kid, and she said after it, her mom took her for tests. She had this weird condition where she couldn't sense smell.
That's
no
crazy.
Way. I thought you meant like recently, and I was like, surely over the years, like aftershave, perfume, soaps, everything.
So I thought you wouldn't be able to taste food then either.
That's the thing that came up in the conversation. It was on some podcast and she said that she actually has a sense of taste and she's no issues with food. She got some procedure that reversed the lack of smell, and then eventually just went back to no smell, and she was like, don't really care. But I can't help but think that releasing this smell story was well timed, but moved by Perry's PR company, who are trying to like deflect from Jade's. They're like, get the smell story out. Jade's about to go solo. Keep Perry in the news. So that's my little mix update.
Thank you very much. I'm glad we know.
Appreciate
I'm missing a little mixer. Jade Perry, formerly obviously Jessie. Who am I missing?
Leanne.
Yeah. Who's doing grand?
Ah, yeah, grand.
Grand.
You know what I mean?
Grand.
They're
grand,
all
grand,
doing
grand.
But this is Jade's time.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
When have you missed your stop on public transport?
So many times, I feel like.
In particular. This has happened to me not once, but twice in the last 7 days. Number one was actually this day last week. I was at the Troye Sivan gig at the Three Arena. And the plan was we were to jump off the Lewis at Abbey Street, mosey over to the Green Line and start making our way towards home. Okay, now I was with my housemate Emer, and it's actually pathetic what distracted us so much. Do you know what we were doing?
What?
Showing each other pictures of our nieces and nephews. She was like, oh, and is he walking yet? Oh, look at her little shoes here, aren't they lovely?
When did you turn 40?
I know.
What's it like to be 44?
I know, it was really grim. We were actually handing each other, oh my God, look at her, she's fat and she's walking out on her own. Stop it, is she? Oh my God.
She's
Bet into pictures of babies. And we didn't even cop that we'd gone too far at Jervis, nor the forecourts. We were in the thick of Smithfield before we went, Jesus, we're gone way too far.
Oh my God.
Oops. whoopsie daisy, off we trot and turn around.
I wouldn't mind. It was fully bright that night. No, it wasn't even dark.
To be honest, it was actually getting dark. I think you'd pegged a little bit before us. We stayed in the Three Arena for a drink to wait for things to kind of move on a little bit. So it actually was dark when we got off at Smithfield. But then, if you've been with us on the show this week, you'll know I was without a car for the last few days. My car, anyway, it's grand, sorted now. We're back on the road, baby.
Woo.
But I've been getting the bus home from work, and I was getting the bus home from work on Monday, and I fell asleep on the bus.
Oh my God.
I've been clear on the show before that I can sleep standing up. I can sleep anywhere.
It's amazing. It's like a horse.
I can sleep.
I don't understand how you do it. She just, like, a horse can stand sleeping, can sleep standing
up, by the
way.
She's like a horse in so many other ways.
So many ways.
But I don't understand how you do that. That is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, I was sitting there with my lunch in my hand on the bus and my bag from work beside me. I'd say I was annoying if the bus filled up and I was unconscious, sorry. And I literally fell asleep just sitting there. Just sitting there. I didn't even have my head against the window or anything. I woke up 7 stops from home.
Oh, no.
At the end of the line, at the end of the route. And to take him, I was literally having the nicest sleep ever.
Were you the last person on the bus?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. It was like, are you all right?
That's
there?
So embarrassing.
Yes, sorry, I fell asleep.
Oh, God.
And then, anyway, it's not the first time it happened. Do you remember years ago I was telling you I was meant to go to Waterford on the bus one day from Dublin and I ended up nearly in Wexford? The bus driver didn't know I was asleep halfway down the bus. He was like, darling, that last stop was Waterford ages ago. And I was like, can you just let me off here?
Oh, no.
I had to ring my uncle and be like, can you pick me up from, I think I'm nearly in Wexford.
Was he just like driving back to the depot or something?
Yeah, like he was on his way back done for the day and didn't realise I was asleep halfway down the bus. So anyway, it's happened to me a lot, whether that was on the Lewis or on the train or on the Dart, etc., or on the bus. 087 711 1038. We'd love to hear from you on when you've missed your stop.
If I was you, I'd just be a constant ball of anxiety. I'd be like, am I going to fall asleep here?
No, I am.
Am I going to wake up on time?
Yeah, that's my life.
That's a nightmare.
Am I going to be in 10 minutes?
Alarm every morning. I've been asking this morning when you've missed your stop. It's happened to all of us on public transport at some stage. Maybe you're utterly distracted by something, or maybe like me, you fell asleep. Not once, not twice in the last 7 days. One was this day last week, leaving the Troy Sivan gig from the Three Arena. Ended up in Smithfields instead of Abbey Street to swap over to Green to making our way towards home because me and my housemate, losers, were too busy showing each other pictures of our nieces and nephews. The second time was just Monday gone on the bus home from work and ended up at the very last stop because I fell asleep sitting up. Honestly, I could sleep anywhere. 087 711 1038 if this has happened to you as well.
I think the sleeping is definitely a big problem. Michelle got in touch. She said, I was getting the bus home to Strathfin the morning after a night out from Dublin. Fell asleep. Ended up in Eden Derry. I cried.
No.
And I actually think I know this bus because this is the bus that I get home to Kildare to visit my family. And I often set an alarm on my phone for like the time that I'm about to be arriving at where I'm supposed to be.
Yeah.
Because I always fall asleep and I'm petrified of ending up in Eden Derry.
It's a very long way away.
Which is so much further than where we're going.
At least in Dublin, like the last stop for me was still a 25-minute walk, half an hour walk home.
Yeah.
Not the biggest
deal.
And
you can probably just hop on that bus back again.
Exactly.
Where is Eden Derry?
Eden Derry is like, I think technically like Offaly.
Oh.
But it's like fully like another nearly... It's another hour on the bus from, say, Strathfin, where she
right.
is.
Okay,
like,
that's a nightmare.
Yeah.
Not good at all. I feel like this happened to me all the time back when I was, like, a teenager and things like that. But, like, I know it did happen to me in my 20s when I parked. So I used to get the train from Balbriggan and go into town.
Yeah.
So I'd park at Balbriggan. And so I was coming back from town after a day of work. I don't know what I was doing. And I fell asleep.
Mm.
And last stop is Drogheda. So I got off in Drogheda and I was like, grand, I'm back in Drogheda. And then I was like, oh no, wait, my car's in Balbriggan.
Damn it!
Your man made me pay for 2 trips to Balbriggan. One for the trip from Balbriggan to Drogheda, which I didn't pay for. And the trip that I had to get back to Balbriggan to get the car.
Ah, lousy.
Right? How lousy is that?
That's so stingy.
Literally unconscious.
And the other one was quite an embarrassing one. When I had just moved to the south side and I didn't know the Lewis stops at all.
Mm.
Like, I'd never heard of Cowper Lewis stop.
Why,
I was like,
why would you?
Why is that a Lewis stop? And so I remember that's my Lewis stop now and I had to get off. And the very first time I was getting off, I was like, I don't know if this is Cowper Lewis stop or I don't know if this is my thing or whatever.
Mm.
And I was like, oh wait, Cowper, yeah, no, that is mine. But the doors were already closing. And so I had to like jump through the doors
mm-hmm.
and I was stuck between like my torso was out of the Lewis and my legs were in the Lewis.
That's terrifying.
And the worst thing about it is my friend was with me and he has not let this go. And he just kind of like hit the button and I was like, oh yeah, I could have done that. I forgot about that. The doors opened. I feel like it happens to me probably a lot.
Listen, it happens to a lot of wonderful soldiers living among us. You know, what can you say? This morning, when have you missed your stop on public transport?
An absolute horror story has come in from Mick. This sounds like the day from hell. He said, I went to Carrick on Shannon. Can only imagine why.
A stag or something. It's a big spot for a stag.
Yeah. Is that in Leitrim?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Was getting back to Dublin, or was getting the train back to Dublin, and I asked the worker in the train station where to go for the Dublin train. Got on said train after a big weekend of partying. The train then stopped at Sligo. And cleaners started getting on with the Hoover, obviously Sligo being the other direction.
Yeah, yeah.
Asked them what they were doing and they said it was the last stop. I think I had gotten on the wrong train. I had to then go to the bus station in Sligo town and get the bus from Sligo to Dublin. I got home just before midnight on a Sunday and I was back to work on the Monday.
Oh,
never
my God.
Again.
That sounds like punishment horrendous. For having a good time. That's like the karma in the universe. Yeah. You had too much fun, Mick. Here's and you're going to suffer.
You had your highs, now here's your lowest of the low.
Don't be.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Every day we wake up, wake up, rise and shine.
Hello. It's 2 minutes after nine this Wednesday morning. It's the 3rd of July. Hope
What's
you're in
up?
Good form.
It's July. It's not July, it's February.
Oh, sorry, silly me.
Silly Billy.
It does January. Feel like that, massively. So I was telling you loads on the show. I didn't have a car for a few days as for some really weird reason, which don't worry. I'd say there's guys into this going, oh, for Christ's sake, women. Bloody women on the road. I didn't have a spare tyre. I don't know why, but I'm getting it sorted. Okay, so everyone calm down.
Yeah, that's really random that it wasn't in your car.
Yeah, I don't know. Obviously, it happened at some point and I used it and then maybe I just obviously didn't replace it at some point.
It's also really random that you start talking about a car and you instantly think that guys are going to be like, oh, women and cars.
Yeah, that's not good.
What do you mean?
I think they've no right to say that just because you don't have a spare tire. Your car. Yeah.
Oh, I'd say there'd be a common like, oh, how do you not have a spare?
Yeah,
that's so stupid.
They're losers.
Yeah. But anyway, I was on to this lad on Friday when I realised that it happened and I felt really sorry for him on the phone. He was like, oh, I'm raging. My actual own van that I use for my business is currently in the mechanics and I should have it back in an hour or so. And I was like, look, that's grand. He seemed really sound. When you're ringing people, I rang a couple of companies and they were like, we have nothing until at least Tuesday. I was like, okay, great. Whereas this guy was like really working with you on your level kind of thing.
Yeah, but he obviously wasn't that good if he couldn't fix his own van. It was in the garage.
I think he's more of a tire guy than he is like a mechanic full on, fair. I think. But anyway, that was grand and he was in touch then over the weekend and I was like, look, it's fine where it is. It's safe where it is. It's grand. There's no major panic. I was at Longstreet over the weekend. I have good public transport options. I was fine. Yeah. So then eventually, anyway, he was over and back, keeping me up to date across the weekend. Still no part for that, blah, 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 blah. Yesterday morning, met him at 10 a.m. and got the car sorted and all the rest. But obviously I was like, well, how are you? And he was like, he was so chatty and so nice. And he was like, so obviously once I realised I wasn't going to have the van for the weekend, I was like, do you know what I need to do now? I'm going to get engaged tonight. What? So he was due to go to Shania Twain with his missus.
Oh, I was thinking, did he have someone in mind? Or
No, obviously they've been together for ages and this was... But what he knew, obviously, well, I can't work this weekend because no van.
Yeah.
We can celebrate for the weekend. So he proposed at Shania Twain on Friday night.
Love it.
What the hell?
Isn't that unbelievable?
Why did he connect that to the van?
No, I'm so with him on that. He's like, I'm free for the entire weekend. We could party. What would we party for? Oh, I could get engaged. We could get engaged.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, I can't
work. Absolutely brilliant.
He said he normally works weekends. He's always on call. Whereas in this case, he simply couldn't be. So he said, I ran around to my mother's. I got a ring. And Shania Twain.
Gets a ring there.
I dug through the brack. I got the ring.
And now he's happily engaged and had the best weekend ever. I was like, that's class.
Unreal.
All thanks to you, in a way. Not really.
Nothing else with me.
Also, I hope his missus loves Shania Twain.
Yeah.
I know. I didn't really get into that. I was like, Shania must mean a lot. It's
I hope
just
so.
A random gig, is it?
Good morning. Big week in the UK. because it is a general election, or a Jenny Lek, if you will. Main two parties up against each other are the Tories, led by current Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, and the Labour Party, led by Keir Starmer. Yes, I am going to talk about politics for the next 3 minutes, but there is a reason. I will do it in a fun way.
Will it be funny?
It will be funny.
Then
because
you may proceed.
There's a guy I want to tell you about who's the most bizarre politician I've ever seen. But I want to tell you about it. So obviously first you've had Rishi Sunak. Mm-hmm. The last couple of days of his campaign.
He's not the most bizarre politician.
No, I know. No, wow. Not compared to this guy that I'm going to tell you about. But Rishi Sunak, he's been spending the last couple of days of his campaign in an avocado warehouse in Luton, in Bedfordshire. He was tried his hand at packing orders and things like that. Keir Starmer was making three separate stops in Nottinghamshire, Derbyshire and Staffordshire. Each of them doing their part to meet as many people as possible before the big day, which is tomorrow, right?
Sure, why not?
But there is also another party in the UK called the Liberal Democrats, or the Lib Dems, as they're more commonly known, right? The leader of that party is a man named Ed Davey. And unfortunately for Ed, he's not going to win the Jenny Lek because it is between those two parties. It's most likely going to be the Labour Party going to win it, right? But that's not stopping him from campaigning because he knows he's not going to win, so he's just having a lot of crack with his campaign.
Good, I love that. When you're losing anyway, just enjoy
it. Yeah, I'm really enjoying just like kind of what it's like showing up to the Oscars knowing you're not going to win and just like just partying hard.
Right. Oh, yeah.
You're like, I know I'm not going to be up on that stage, so it doesn't matter. Do you know what I mean?
I'm just going to do what I want.
Exactly.
Take this goodie bag and go home.
100%. So Lib Dem leader Sir Ed Davey has begun his final week of the general election campaign by bungee jumping.
Good
in
man.
A bid to encourage voters to take the plunge and vote Lib Dem, right? So this is him jumping off a crane, and right before he jumps, he thinks he has enough time to shout, "Vote Liberal Democrats," but it comes out like this.
Vote Liberal Democrats!
Vote Liberal Democrats!
I
want to
hear that again.
He doesn't sound like English.
One sec.
Vote Liberal Democrats!
So then you just imagine this man, right? He's after bungee jumping off this crane and he's just kind of swinging there at the end of it. And this photographer's below and he just goes this.
Do something you've never done before! Vote Liberal Democrats!
Do something you've never done before. Vote Liberal Democrats. I love this guy. Other weird things he's done so far: getting his sweat on during an outdoor Zumba aerobics class.
Right.
He got on a paddleboard on Lake Windermere, which is England's biggest body of water, which was recently polluted with sewage, and he fell off.
I saw that,
He raced down a giant water slide in Somerset, clutching on an inflatable and wearing his swimming shorts, so I love that. He got on a towable inflatable ring. A lot of these are water-based, I don't know why, they are. He got an inflatable inflatable ring during a visit to a lakeside ski and wake in the Cotswold. So dragged by a boat on an inflatable ring through the whatever.
He's literally ticking off his bucket list.
Honestly, he's having the best time.
Yeah, is he just doing all the things he wants to do for free?
He joined an aqua aerobics class in Cheltenham and waved a foam float over his head for photos. Took part in a wheelbarrow race.
Good
putting
man.
It through his paces as he dodged obstacles in South England.
That's on land.
And he stopped off at Thorpe Park and told reporters, "I've been told that an election is a roller coaster, so I'm going to go on a roller coaster."
Oh my God.
Talk about clutching at straws to make that
I
work.
I love him. He knows full well he's not going to win. He's like, right, what do I want to do today? Oh, do you know what I'd love to? I'd love to just play PlayStation all day.
What's next on the list?
Do something you've never done before, guys. You know, kill a zombie on a PlayStation. I don't know. But also vote Liberal Democrats. So funny.
One more time for this moment.
Vote Liberal Democrats!
I love
it. It spins fully charged, recharged.
Morning. I was telling you last week that I was going to my first ever hen at the weekend. It was in Galway. It was my friend Karen from college. And I went to college in Galway, so I was excited. It was a classic Galway night for the ages. And because I'd never been at a hen before, I witnessed something very interesting. That turned into a bit of a social experiment that we carried out among, what do you call the people who go to the hen?
The
hen squad.
Yeah, I don't
know. The hen squad? Okay.
The hen squad,
The girls?
I like hen squad. A few members of the hen squad carried out this experiment at the end of the night.
Yeah, the hen squad, because you'd have the girls, but you'd also have the gay friends.
Yeah, well, it was all girls for this one, but yes, that's an inclusive term. So basically, Karen was obviously all decked out in white and she had a veil on and all the rest, as a hen might. And we were in the back of the pub, we were right beside the DJ, and we were dancing in this area the whole night, but we were kind of like in the pathway to the stairs going up, so there was a lot of people like pushing past us. But the most annoying was the constant stream of men who would stream past us but have to stop and say something to Karen.
Oh. Penn.
They were all over her.
The bride to be.
It was so weird. Yes, the bride to be. The rest of us, all in our fineries. Lots of single women are in the gang, completely overlooked. They just beeline for the hen, right? It was so weird. And we were like, maybe, you know, Karen's just looking great tonight and everybody fancies Karen. Or is it the fact that she's the hen? And look, Karen did look great.
Mm.
And Karen's a stunning woman. But by the end of the night, Karen had left and we were all heading out to get food. And we said, Karen, give us the veil there. And we stuck it on our friend Erica. Erica's single and she was wearing a black dress, but she had the white veil. And we said, let's see if the lads approach Erica when she's wearing the veil.
Only right. Aisling Bonner would do a science experiment on a hen.
It was actually so much fun and fascinating because the swarms of fellas towards Erica with the veil on. It was actually, like, shocking. We just did it before we walked out of the bar. So we had, like, a little bit of a walk from the back of the pub to the front. She couldn't move but for the men coming up.
What? Oh, are you the bride? Oh, congratulations. When's the big day? Who's the lucky fella? Ah, fair play to you. Are you actually getting married now? Is it you when...
Everybody coming up to her. And, like, she's gone the whole night with not a sniff of a fella on her the whole night, right? And she is absolutely swarmed. We get outside the pub and it gets even worse. We're, like, trying to get to Pizza Napoli, this is the pizza slice place in Galway. And we can't. We literally can't. Men are bowing down to kiss her hand. One man picks her up in her arms, in his arms.
As in, like, when they're walking into the house
literally,
for the first time.
Oh, my God.
It was crazy. And we were just, like, fascinated. The only woman that approached her was when we were walking to Supermax. And she goes, don't get married. Worst mistake of your life. But it was mad. And we sat there then afterwards in Supermax eating our garlic cheese chips going, what is that about?
That's insane.
What is the motivation for men to go after the bride-to-be? Is it like a personal challenge where it's like if they can like get a bit of interest back from somebody who's like a taken woman, does it like boost their self-esteem? Or what? Or does the veil make you more attractive?
As the guy on the show, I'm going to give you a little bit of a take. Well, I'd imagine maybe producer Callum will agree with me on this. I would imagine it's for two reasons.
Okay.
One, you have an easy opening line, right? You're getting married. Something to say. And the second thing I'd imagine, there's no pressure. You have no chance with her. She's getting married. This is literally her hen, so you have nothing to lose.
So what are you doing? You're using the hen to like practice how to talk to women?
I don't know if it's practice. I think it's just like for the crack.
Yeah,
I think it's like, for the crack.
This is a dead end. I won't get anywhere here. So I'll practice my skills.
Maybe that's stupid to say. Does that sound stupid?
No,
I don't know.
I kind of get that.
But you're right. Like, there's no win. You're not winning.
And also, like, you both boys. Like, if your hen, and we kept saying, oh, she's not really that into him. Like, we're trying to get her to get with somebody else before she goes off and gets married. So we were, like, really trying to egg them on to see if one of them would get with her.
No, that's so funny.
This was the not hen.
Yes.
And they were like, are you serious? Like, and their eyes were lighting up.
Oh, my God.
She was
God.
Like, girls, I'm not getting with him.
Is there an equivalent now for stags?
I don't know.
Well, no, the hacky E. At least the girls have the nice veil. You'd be walking around dressed like
golfers or something. Yeah, or
losers.
Yeah,
like the full kit.
Funny. And then I wondered, like, was it that they were trying to use her to get to the other girls?
Yeah.
But they didn't give a crap about it.
Right. I don't know. I remember...
Veils are quite mystical.
Being out in Rathmines and, like, seeing a hen and, like, dancing with the bride, no bother. Just because this is, like, it's just a bit of fun. It's like,
or maybe you're just trying to make sure the person's having a great night.
Yeah, you're also a little bit like, I want to make sure that the bride has, or the hen has a deadly night.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? A memorable night.
Yeah, because there's nothing worse than if no one even talks to you and you are kitted out as the hen. Like, you want to be somewhere on the floor.
They're with all their best friends in the world and they're like, oh, I wish this sweaty man would dance with you though.
But no problem, men will be there.
I don't know, it's interesting.
It was interesting.
Yeah.
I'd encourage you to try it.
A tough realisation for single girls though.
Recharged.
You're on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. It's just gone 20 to 10 and I'm very excited for my Good Owls. Oh, the place that makes me feel so warm and happy.
What is your love for Nutgrove?
It's weird.
Nutgrove just gives you everything you need right there, and even more so now for pet lovers, because Maxi Zoo are opening there this weekend. I'll have you know.
Very good. You need to go get yourself a pet.
Well, maybe I will, because of Nutgrove's influence on me. There's loads happening there this weekend. Face painting, balloon modelling, and loads more fun things going on. And the spin DJs there as well.
Yeah, Emma won't be the only thing. I mean, Emma won't be the only person at Nutgrove, because the spin DJs will be there as well.
Absolutely. Yes, 1 to 4. We have a €200 Maxi Zoo voucher for you to win right now. We told you we need you to answer the phone doing something very specific and silly.
We get a hello, we got to move on. That's no good, is it?
No good.
Please don't let us down.
Good. Who are we talking to?
Shaw.
Shaw, what's the story?
Oh, how are we doing, guys?
Really, really good.
I feel like you've done that before, Shaw. Yeah, that was tried and tested.
That was unbelievable.
It's the name of the animal, but I think.
What, a cockerel?
A rooster.
Oh, okay.
What did you think it was?
I was going to ask you, did anyone ever tell you do a really good cockerel noise?
Yeah. Shaw, have you ever heard that compliment before?
No, first time.
First time. Okay, first time for everything. Maybe you can make a career out of it now that your department store has closed down. Hey.
Shaw's.
Yeah.
Are you anything to do with the Shaw's department store? Has got a gang? No?
I'm not, no.
Or the ham?
What's the ham?
Not the ham either, no.
Shaw's ham.
There's a Shaw's shoe shop as well.
Yeah.
Anyway, you're none of them, but you do have a €200 Maxi Zoo voucher, Shaw. Happy days.
That's amazing, thank you.
You're very welcome. Do you have any pets, yeah?
Yeah. I have a husky.
Oh, very nice. What's the husky's name?
Thor.
Thor and Shaw.
That's his middle name.
That is a household that I want to visit.
That's a team.
Yeah. That's a nearly Avengers team. Thor, that's very good.
And then bring producer Callum up for the box. Remember we discovered producer Callum's middle name is Thor?
Yeah, it is.
Yes. Pretty unbelievable stuff. Does Thor have blue eyes like those of the Huskies do?
He does, yeah.
Oh, that's deadly.
Okay. Any ideas what you're going to treat him to in Maxi Zoo in Nutgrove?
Probably a dog bed. He hasn't had one for a while.
Oh, very nice.
Poor Thor sleeping on rubble.
Sleep on the floor, yeah.
Thor's on the floor.
Thor on the floor.
Oh, don't get him a bed. That's too good.
Shaw, well done. Enjoy that. And thank you for listening.
See you later, Shaw.
Hock-a-doodle-doo.
All right, thanks very much, guys. Bye. Have a good day.
Bye.
So, sorry, Shaw's isn't closed down.
No, Shaw's is still going strong.
Oh, that's good.
My second ever job in Shaw's.
Woo!
Represent.
Happy days. Represent.
Up Shaw's.
More chance to win with Maxi Zoo tomorrow on Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ash.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, Fully Charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.